Penguin Audio presents Stardust of Yesterday by Lynn Kurland, read by Ileana Kadushin. Prologue. Seekirk Keep, England, 1260. "Damn you, man!" Kendrick of Artane exclaimed. "Have you no idea who I am?" Matilda's lover looked at him blandly. "I know perfectly well who you are. It hardly matters, as your illustrious father is not here to save you." "He will have your head for this," Kendrick spat, his pale green eyes blazing. "You won't live out the year once he discovers what you've done." He jerked against the chains that bound his wrists and ankles to the cold, damp wall. Richard shrugged. "Perhaps he'll think wolves found you, or ruffians. The possibilities are numerous." "You'll rue this day, Richard. I'll see to it myself." Richard smiled and raised his crossbow. "I appreciate the gold you brought so discreetly to give Matilda a dowry. You've made me quite a wealthy man." "Wait," Kendrick said. "I want Matilda to witness this. I want to be looking at her when your arrow finds my heart." Richard laughed. "Of course. She is eager to be here." A motion of his hand sent his squire scurrying up the cellar stairs. Kendrick continued to look at Richard, unable to believe the events of the past few hours. Was it only yester-eve that he had ridden through Seekirk's gates with such a light heart? Pleased the king had awarded him Seekirk and Seekirk's lady as a bride. Was it merely yester-eve that he had gazed upon Matilda, bewitched?